We're up to the top line on the Bezim and Olive, I believe. I think that's where we started this week. Amar Rav Machlokes is a shikru chetzi v'niyah chetzi. The Machlokes, whether you can free a half and half, and it's only when you freed half, you kept half. Have a shikru chetzi and mocha chetzi, but if you divested yourself of the whole heaven, you freed half and sold half, and nothing but matonah chetzi, keeping the nothing but the kulei, divri ha'kol kaima. Since the whole heaven left you, everybody agrees you're kaima. Amar Rav Abaye b'kulei le'pligi, they don't argue in a case when you're divesting yourself of the whole heaven. But tani chad ha'kaisel v'chassel v'shnei avadav, somebody writes all his property to two of them. Kanu and Mashakrum Zazat. They are kainet. Then since each one was kind of the half of the other one, they free each other. Somebody says, I'm giving it to two of them. They're not kind of, because they're only kind of half, and you can't be kind of half. My love, Rebbe Barabanan. So even though he's divesting himself of everything, we see, according to one bride, it doesn't work, which we're assuming is going like Rabbanon. And for the Gemara life, EDVD Rabbanon, that you can't free half. But over here, you're divesting yourself of everything, so you could free half. Hadam Rekuloi, Hadam Rekhati Khati. When he says, I'm giving it all, then we say it works. When you say half-half, it might be the same half, and therefore they're not kind to each other. How could you answer it's talking about half and half? The Sefer says half and half. Doesn't that indicate that the Reisha is talking about the whole thing? And we think, well, no, Brucha come a farish. The Sefer is explaining the Reisha. He said half-half. How can I be mistaken? He's talking about the Reisha number Kulai. If you're going to tell me the Reisha is talking about everything and it still doesn't work, Hashtam Rekulai Lekan number Chatzichati, me boy. If everything doesn't work, half-half works? Nothing more, that's not. So it must be that the Sefer is explaining the Reisha. Dr. Gemara, it might be true that the Sefer is explaining the Reisha, but you could learn that the Sefer is a new case. Aye, it's superfluous. It wouldn't be a question. By writing the Sefer, it tells me what the Reisha is talking about. Meaning there's two ways to learn the Reisha. There's no proof from the fact of the Sefer says Chatzi Chatzi. On one hand, you can say the Sefer is explaining the Reisha. On the other hand, you can say that the Sefer is saying this is half and half. The first case was Kulai. If you wrote in two stars, it works. If you write in one star, it doesn't work, but you can't free two of them in one star. That's exactly what it means. I'm sorry, I skipped. In fact, the Gemara, if it's about one star, why do you have to have the case of chatzi chatzi? Even kula is not kani. How can I be kamer? I've atzma lekanu. Medvar ma'bur b'shtar rechad. I'll b'shtay stars kanu. You know, chatzi chatzi, I'll b'shtay stars nami lekanu. Yiboy zay me lekashe kan b'basachas kan b'sachas zay. If you did it b'basachas, it works. If you did it b'sachas zay, it doesn't work. So the Gemara is going to explain why. Frankly, my bishlam b'basu lekanu lekanu lekama. The last one doesn't work because he gave everything to the first one. He gave him everything, so let him be kind of. Well, the chaver took the sheet of mikar and go back to the other terutzim. Ravashi Amar, the Chayni Hasna Karli Avadai. The reason it doesn't work in the second price is because he says he's giving it to his servants. By calling them servants, he's showing that he's not really giving them anything. Amalei Rafa Ravashi with whom Avadai Chayu Kvar. Maybe it means Avadim that used to be. Be like Tan Akleisu going to Chasuv Lavdu Yotzu Lecheres. She had Shire Karka Kosher Leotel Lecheres. If he writes all his Lechasim to his Eved, the Eved goes free. If he leaves over a little bit, we don't go free because once he leaves over, the mayor holds that means the star is not good, so the star is Batul. Or Shemadayim Elalum Lecheren. Atziyayim Rekol Lechasim to Sunum Lepoiniyav, the Chutz Mecha to Reba Shabab. He's a Ben Lecheren unless he says he's giving everything besides one thing. And that might be the one thing. But if he says just karka, it works for the Eved, because we're pagina dibura, and it works on the part that it could work. The question is, he says he's giving it to his Eved, the plenty Avdi, El Avdi Shayu Klar. Hakanami Avadi Shayu Klar. So therefore, this teretz doesn't work. This is the statement of the Gemara. In the case he's a chatzi eved chatzi mechayren, Right? And at the point was one day one way, one day the other way. So the Shar gored him on the day of his master. The master got it all. Even though the next day the other party will be losing, it doesn't make a difference. He's saying he's completely the master's, right? So then on the day of the master, he should marry a Shivcha, and the next day he should marry a Baschairin. That's the Gemara Yisru Lord Kamin, and we can't do that for Isser. And again, I saw the Rishayim, that according to some Rishayim, whatever money he makes on his day, the next day becomes his master's. So he would have to get rid of that money in a way that the master doesn't get a hold of it. Touch him out. Hey, Miss Misha Chetzi Eves Chetzi Ben Chayrin. Pishar Hamuad killed a half an Eves Eves Ben Chayrin. Nice in Chatzi Knas for Rabbi, but Chatzi Kaifer Le Yarshim. And the Gemara is going to explain what does that mean, Yarshim, because the bottom line is he can't have Yarshim if he can't get married. And the Gemara is going to talk about that. So why are we splitting it half and half? So the Gemara shiny ochel to kakal yikarna. That's because he's dead and he's ruined. But it's a temporary loss. We give it to the one who owns that day, even though it affects the other party. But when it's a permanent loss, then we split it half and half. Frank the Gemara ends up doing kakal yikarna. So isn't every nakhashar a kakal yikarna? Isn't there some kind of permanent damage? Does the Gemara know that you call a yada b'tzamsa yada b'tzayvul lagzer? It can be a temporary damage. The shor gored him, and his hand dried up, got hurt, but it's going to come back. It's a temporary loss. That's the case. The yam shor rabbi l'rabbi, yam shor atzmai l'atzmai. So, Dr. Gemara, that depends on the machlokes abayi and rava. Honey chalabayi them and nice l'shevis gedayi l'shevis k'tana shaper. Abayi is talking about when a person damages another person temporarily. So Abaye says there's two payments. First, you evaluate his diminishing value, his diminished value as a slave, and that's the nezek. Then you say, what is he losing by not being able to work at all, as opposed to his new job that he can do while he recovers, right? So he said that he was a truck driver. He was making $1,000 a day, and he got gored, and he can't drive a truck for 2 months, right? So the first week, he can't do anything. The other 7 weeks, he can work as a cucumber watcher and earn $10 a day, or $50 a day. So, according to Abaya, take him to first to slave market. What is his diminished value? Because the next 2 months, he's not a full functional Eved. Whatever that change in value is, you pay that. And that's called Shabbos Gedolah. Then, you pay him for the first week the fact that he can't earn the $50 a day, $50 a week, which he could earn the next 7 weeks. So the Shabbos Gedolah covers the change in salary, and the Shabbos Ketana covers the fact that he can't work at all. That's what Abaye says.
The first time the Shabbos means nezek, and then the Shabbos it means
Shabbos. Exactly. Ela Rava Damei Nicely Shifts Shulayim Biyim. Rava says no. You pay him when he loses his salary as a truck driver, and for the first week you don't deduct anything. And for the next 7 weeks, you deduct the $50 a week that he would earn as a cucumber watcher. But you pay him as a shevis, so that's great. But hi sharu, but shayin him shalma nezek, this is a shor. Shor doesn't pay shevis. Tibai same kshikol adam, that it wasn't nunker shor, it was a person that hit him. Tibai same memory, this was the statement. Remember the rabbi, it's really, it cannot be rabbi, would disagree with the statement. He would say, nunker shor shayin rabbi, yayim shor rabbi. If it's not a permanent damage, there's no payment at all. Because Shor doesn't pay Shabbat.
So when it says Adam, before Shabbat said it was Shor, right? That was wrong?
No. That Rabbi, exactly. Rabbi says he disagrees with that. He disagrees with the statement.
He disagrees with the case.
He holds that walk, it's not true. The first tariff to the second tariff. There are two tariffs in here. First tariff changes the case.
Sure, that's all.
Something in my mind.
What's the difference between Amos and what do we just say? The Bayan does not hold which color.
Rava. Umemer la Rava le Shirle. He holds Naka Shar, but the temporary damage, you pay nothing.
Everybody holds it about Amos.
And then we're not talking about Amos.
I'm saying
yes. That was the case. when he's supposed to be freed, and he wasn't freed yet, so the owner doesn't own his money anymore, what if a shark kills him? Does he get knas or not? What's the shiloh? Ketzer shayshim shkalim mitin ladoin of amrachman of a high lav adon zu. He's not an adon. I don't make even the mechutz to get shikra adon green and bay. Or maybe he's still considered an adon. Pashma, don't give me water today. Pashma, hey, mes mi shechetzi ever chetzi ben chayrin, nice and chetzi klas le rabbi, ben chetzi klas le yarshav. My lav commission achroina that he already doesn't own any money. And still, the master is entitled to have the knas. Why, commissioner Rishayna, when he still owns half the money. Tashma, Hippolashina Vesima Seinai, the Ud knocked out the tooth and he blinded him, Rahman al Islam. Yaitza Mishina Venaisa Dmeyainai. The master has to pay for the eye. We have a Geshla Knas of Knas the Rabbi. If at this point the master is entitled to Knas if the shark kills him, Hashta Chavli Be Achmina Yavilay the Rabbi, Chavli Be Rabbi Gupi Yavilay the day, the Gemara views a permanent damage the same as the shark killing him. If the shark killing him, the master would be entitled to have the Knas. So why should the master have to pay any knas to him? Or any payment to him? So to Gemara, Dumer Kamad Rabbein Netzarech. It might be going like the Man Dabbein that says he goes free. The Tanya, without his Gershtar Shechur. The Tanya, the three Man Diyamra. Mekulun Eved Yaitzim Am Lecheres Netzarech. Yetzirchum Rabbi Tim Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says in the 26 places that an Eved goes free, which is the 24 tips of limbs and Shein and Ayin, He needs a get shechur. Remeir I'm in the tzarek at all 26. The blood through the tzarek, the type of maybe the tzarek. Give I'm a tzarek. I'm a kriul of the chacham. I'm a nivra nivra the type of b'shem v'ayin. How the tyrus achsulai is beferish. But the rabbi keep him shari v'arim hayo knas chachamim. Who practic him wire knas chachamim. I'll cry to darchi. It's darchi not a pesukim. And lai v'hayo a medrash chachamim. And people don't realize it. So in order people shouldn't call him a slave, we require a star shechur. Ibai lehu. When he's waiting for the get shechur, can he eat truma? What's the shayla? Kenyan kaspa amrachmana. When the Torah talks about eating truma, it calls him kenyan kaspa. I love kenyan kaspa. Who? Adoma keeping the mechutz to get shechur or kenyan kaspa kriin and bay. Since he's missing a get shechur, excuse me, he's called the kenyan kaspa. But the gemara touch him out. The amar v'sharshik kahenish in his arab v'lodu b'vlachim chasaf. Hareilu echlim b'truma. A kahenes who gave birth together with her shivcha, and the babies are mixed up. They both can eat truma. One is a kayan. I'm sorry, Dr. Harris, I would take a half a cup of cold water. I just can't follow you. They can eat truma.
Cold water?
Cold water. And they split together because you don't give it to an eved without his master. So they go together to the field. They grow up, they free each other. So we see that even though they have to free each other, they eat truma. There is just because we don't know, but whoever owns the whole thing. How come Lav Kenyan Kaspi? He does not own the money. So again, this shayla is not proven, just like the shayla of Knas was not proven. Ibarlahu. Abed Shemacha Rabbi Knas, thank you very much. Abed Shemacha Rabbi Knas. Malchur ain't a malchur. And Evan, his master, showed him for knas. Is he sold or not? The boy of the Rameir, the boy of the Rabbanim. This is the Shaila going to the mayor. And it's the Shaila going to the Rabbanim. The boy of the Rameir, I can't come to Rameir, the Makhdi, the Mishlom, the Yaylam. And I'm going to pay his debt because I've been to the us. And he's selling the Evan for knas. But the bottom line is the knas doesn't grow out of the Evan. So even though our mayor said you can sell the Mishlom, the Yaylam, that's only something that normally comes. Right? Abu Hakam Yema, the Mingach, who says he's going to be gored? Vim Tim Tzulam, the Mingach, me made the Mishalam, Tuma made the Mifti, give me made the Mipater. By the Rabbana, not going to come out of the Magdal Shulba, the Compare is that because Hashem Yed Lesnu. Nothing is here. Abu Hakam Kosh Shor Mako Evan, and he's showing him the right in the Shor. My. Amar Abba Tashimavi Lid Beisai, Biz Bias. This Bias is a Evan born as an Evan, Matam with Leimer. Why do I have to say that? Can you guess if I go? You buy an Evan, he eats. You live by his, like Oshka, for sure, if he's born as an Evan, for sure he should eat. So the Gemara, like, Elu can eat him and Mark, can you guess if she has a kesef? You obviously paid for him, he's worth something, I hope. Have you live by she has a kesef, I hope he's worth something. Nine shade of a chain of a clum, there's a manubu of a kushkin. Tell me, let me use the bias me call Mark. no matter what his monetary value is. A diamond of Yomi, Lid Bias, Ben Shesh, Ben Shabbat Kesser, Ben Shem, Ben Shabbat Kesser, Reichel. Lid Bias, even though he's not worth anything. Can you guess if Yesh, Ben Shabbat Kesser, Reichel, Ben Shabbat Kesser, Ben Reichel? But let's say you buy an Eben, and then he turns into a Menuvah Mukushkin. So maybe he shouldn't eat. Tama Lerman, Kin Yin Kasim, Lid Bias, they're mentioned in the same Pasuk. Hekish, Maya Lid Bias, Bias, Abishen, Ben Shabbat Kesser, Reichel. Is there an Eved that's not worth anything? How can you have an Eved that's worth anything? So I think he's sick, he's going to die within the year, so there's no Knas. It can still work. Now this, the Gemara really knew the answer before, the Gemara just speaking it out. But Menuvah Mukushkin. Have a ben chayrin marries a free woman, which is over a lav. Question we want to know is it valid? We're not talking now about whether he should get maftu yayna. We're talking now, is it valid? No. By the way, he can't get maftu yayna, he's a chatsi heaven, so we don't give him an ali anyway. Yes.
It's only lav. Lav is chayrin.
But the question is, he's an Eved. Eved doesn't have Kedushin. You asked me this question in the middle of the week. A guy is also only a lav. And if a guy marries a Jewish girl, it's not a marriage. The institution of marriage wasn't given to Avadim and to Gayim. His free half.
Not giving his mouth.
What?
Not a mouth.
It's a machlokes. Some say that this is the exception, that an Eved Vakim Shabbat is a blood mamzer, but we paskin that it's not. It's machlaik is tanoim. It's an exception to a law because he's not shayach to kedushin at all. So this is my evidence that the kid is a mamzer.
What's the shayla here that...
Is she married to him?
Half?
Half of them, correct.
So you would have to give a full gift. You want
to know for a present, for an anniversary present?
Yeah.
I don't know, you have to talk to your wife. Imtim Tzolaymar. So who's making you supper tonight? Imtim Tzolaymar. Ben Yisrael Shama Labat Yisrael Skachi L'chetchim Kudachos, which is a shayla in the Gemara and Kedushin. That's what Zichazi L'kulei. So we say what he means to say is, I'm going to marry another wife. Right? And Ben Yisrael the Mekadosh Chatzi Yisrael in the Mekudachos, the Shire B'kinyonoi. Because he's only acquiring half that he can. Well, Eved L'Shayah B'Kinyana, he didn't leave anything over. He acquired as much as he could. My. Toshima. Hamas Mishachet Eved Chetim Echayin Aisichot Siknas L'Rabbi B'Chot Sikhaifer L'Yarshav. V'Yarmi Kedushim Lav Kedushim Yarshim and Alei. How could he have kids? Must be that the marriage worked. Tractatus, you can have kids without a marriage. So Titus, if the marriage doesn't work, his kids are not meyuchas after him. Amar Rav Adam Abba Kshas Treifa. He's still alive. He is the Yarshav. My Yarshav Napshe. He collects the kaifer. He's dying. The guy killed him slowly. It's a slow death. Amar Rav Shteitshu was with Abba Chazda, the Yarshav Ksani. He's not Yarshav. Vayit Kaifer, who Amar Shlokish Kaifer, him Shtam Lachamisa. Knas, he's Chayim when he makes him a Treifa. But Kaifer, he has to actually be dead. Elamah Rabbi Roy Lutovainlo, you're right, he doesn't have Yarshim. What it means to say is half should go to the Yarshim, which don't exist. Amar Rabbi Ksham Shemakadish Khatishan Mukadesh, Khatskhatsi Shivu Khatsi Bashram Shinitskacha, and Kedushah Kedushin. Can't marry a Khati Shivu Khatsi Bashran either. Darsh Rabbi Ravuna, Ksham Shemakadish Khatishan Mukadesh, Khatsi Shivu Khatsi Bashran Shinitskacha, and Mukadesh. Amar Khizda Midami, Hasim Shaiba Kinyanai. There you didn't marry him as much as you could. How can I shy of the Hadukum Rabbi Baruchun Amayr Allah. He made an Amayra person who spoke out his thing say, this stumbling block is under your hand, which means people make mistakes in learning till they get to the truth, till they work their way to the truth. Kedusha is a good Kedusha. My time up. He disagrees. He says, a person will whisper in your ear and say, Eidi Shibcha Harufa. What is the Shibcha Harufa? Zuchachacha Shibcha Vachacha Batraim Hamurasa the Eved Ivri. So it says she's married to an Eved Ivri, that the marriage worked. Now the Eved Ivri only has the Mila because he's allowed to live with a half a Shibcha. But it calls him married. He can only be married to the free half. Doesn't that show that a Chatzi Shibcha Chatzi Batraim can be married? The answer is, Alma Batisrusihi. Read Rabbi Shmuel. Shuwan Rabbi Shibcha Knanis Amores Levin Ivri. He says it's talking about a complete Shibcha Knanis who's married to an Eved Ivri. Shibcha Knanis Vasis Rusihi. Does anybody say Kedushin is Tripus in a Shibcha Knanis? Elamai Sukhla Mayber, my Muresis Miuchedas. Doesn't mean married, it means designated. How can I be my Muresis Miuchedas? Amor of Chizda Chatzi Shibcha Mechatzi Batschari Shinitzchatzi Leruven. When it's time for her, she was half and it worked. Because of it is Kachi Lushimin Omesu, Shneem, Mr. Abemis Lalevi, Veinani Karabas Shneem, Shneem Mason. She's not coming from two people. One of them. If Kedusha Rishon Kedushin, if Kedusha Reuven worked, Kedusha Shimon Lav Kedushin, because you can't marry your brother's wife. If Kedusha Shimon Kedushin, Kedusha Reuven Lav Kedushin. That means it didn't work as a Kachi Abed, therefore, as a Kachi Shibcha, therefore she's married to Shimon. If my chetzi shibcha chetzi batzchayim she niskatchel leruvim and nishtachru and mechazim and niskatchel leshimon. If you say Rabbi Malcolm Kedusha Rushin, she's a new lady. The minute she's in the nishtachru, she's gotten shenai l'dami. All previous kedushins are null and void. She's not the same lady. Rabbi Nachman Gomer Kedusha Rishin. No, it spreads. Rabbi Zera Kavasid Dimistarbe. It says the reason she doesn't get killed. It's because she's not completely free. The Diyak gives her chuf, so she would be freed. And the Eved Ivri had married this Chatzi Shibcha Chatzi Batschayim and Yumasu. The Kedusha would spread. Amar Abaya, the Tani Be'er Shmuel, the Shibcha Nanas, the rest of the Eved Yochanan, Yuchafas Yumasu. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says it's a complete Shibcha, would there be any Kedusha that spreads? And Abaya Yisuch Lameimer, Shukhuf Stavachasim in this Chatzi. The Pasuk means she hasn't been freed, therefore nothing worked. And when she gets freed, you can make Kedusha. They forced her master to free her. Why did they force her? Must be she had a mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah proof on a woman too. A woman too. That's Rabbi Yechim and Brekka Shita. But she has no mitzvah proof. But they were treating her hefker. Since they were treating her hefker, they forced freedom. Everybody should have just a wonderful day.